folks. Welcome to this week's episode of the Heroes Die podcast, Gong Gate. Now, as the name may imply to you, there's a bit of a controversy this week. And at its heart, yes, a gong. And a decision I made regarding its status. Now, this disagreement may be one for the ages. We're going to have hot takes all over social media, left and right. There's probably going to be a TMZ article about it. Who knows? And you know what? Right now, I am neither going to defend nor condemn the decision I made, because I think that things like this, decisions like this, are at the heart of RPGs, as is arguing about them. It's as endemic to the process as snack food. And on that note, I'm feeling a little peckish myself. I invite you to get a snack along with me as you listen to this week's episode of The Heroes Die. Hey, everybody, how are we doing this week?
Oh, hi, Sam. Cow.
What a cliffhanger.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Really? But before we get back into the action, one quick question for you. Favorite noodle shape, or in Cole's case, the safest?
All right, to be clear, there's actually a bit of a misnomer in the title of that as pasta safety. It's really spaghetti safety that I think is critical. Pasta, generally speaking, I'm cool with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Not anti-pasta.
Rigatoni. It's hearty. It's there. You know, nothing like a good plate of rigatoni and sausage.
Rigatoni.
The fun part about this is, like, I don't know pasta names very well. I know penne. I know bow tie.
Branch out.
Don't. Honestly, let's not talk about.
Oh, what I've you eaten know. Others.
What do you like? What do you like, Ben?
Describe them.
What do they look like?
As cutely as
bow
you
tie
can.
Is pretty self-explanatory.
Farfalle, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What?
Don't. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah. No. No one had told Ben that bow tie is not an Italian phrase.
I think I'm getting that. I think I'm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let's all laugh at the dullard. I get it.
It's from a tuxedo.
We don't think you're stupid, Ben. We just think you lack culture.
Wow. They're not the same.
Penne is a fun little children's slide. That one tastes pretty good. I tried chickpea pasta one time. I didn't know. Well, I'm talking about why I like it. I'm talking about why I liked it.
That's not a shape.
You think they taste different just depending on their shape?
Why would they make them different shapes?
All right, tell you the same thing. This is veering towards anti-Italian discrimination on Ben's
side. I don't mean it.
Can we turn the microphone off?
Actually, to be fair to Ben, I do think orecchiette is worse than all other pasta flavors.
Oh.
I didn't know there was more than one. So this is
you keep saying flavor. It's
in response to Ben's theory. I am saying flavor.
Okay, so we're wise. If any of our listeners are going to dip their toe in the pool of chickpea pasta, don't do it.
Is it a shape?
No. Well, that would be cool. Just the shape of a chickpea, but a little pasta ball. That's fun.
How about this one, Ben? So I just spent an hour and a half in traffic behind a bus with a poster on it for yellow pea pasta. Oh. Do you think it's better or worse than chickpea?
Worse than being in an hour and a half of traffic. That's for sure.
Strong disagree.
Yeah. it's terrible. It sets up into a fine paste if you like cook it anywhere longer than is desired, which in my case was a good like 10 minutes longer. So mm-hmm. that some operator error there.
Yeah, but. Some operator error there for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Ben, I want to get back not to the chickpea pasta that you don't like, but rather the pasta flavors that you're particularly fond of, even if you don't have the vocabulary.
That word flavor, it just keeps coming up. You can't, it's just.
Yeah, I like macaroni a lot, but that might be the cheese part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Of the taste that I like so much.
Yeah. Which is also known as a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to know.
Big sauce boss.
Let's see. Noodle. I do like noodle shape. That one's pretty broad. I mean, kind of a coverall.
Yeah, you're certainly covering your bases there on what's your favorite noodle shape with noodle.
Well, yeah, pasta shape, really. Again, we're kind of classifying here. So, yeah, noodle is my favorite. Like, not like a solid. I like when pasta is solid.
All right. Next one, pasta is solid. All right. Hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with that. So, we've got Rudy with rigatoni, Ben coming in with solid,
And how about Will?
So that's really more of a texture than a...
yep, I'm going to walk past it. I don't think we're getting anything helpful out of Ben right now.
You guys have been really helpful to me, though, so credit where credit's due.
I learned what the Italian word for bow tie is, and that was nice.
Ben's in Italy trying to tie a farfalle on his neck. I just, I need help with my farfalle.
Will, what about you? What's your favorite pasta flavor?
I like noodle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Liquid or solid?
Okay, get lost.
For those of you, if you could see the shit-eating grin on Will Harold's face right now.
He's getting away with it right now.
You know what? I think, honestly, my favorite noodle is a you know, nice lo mein. So, like, not mm-hmm. like a thick egg noodle.
Mm-hmm. Thick egg nice. Noodle.
I didn't even think of non-Italian noodle.
Well, we did say pasta, which I think pasta specifically is Italian, right?
Yeah, rice noodles are pasta, right? They got it.
No, I'm literally asking, is the word pasta for noodles that are not Italian? I don't know.
Let's
see.
How
do we answer that?
Only in the pasta region of Italy.
Yeah, and I'm not the guy to ask.
Of course. Yeah, naturally.
The guy to ask.
Well, Ben, what makes you say that?
Just feel kind of behind the gun on this whole conversation, truth be told.
Yeah, but you're
participating. I like Gili.
I also like Gili, which I think is like a new world pasta invention.
Wait, not the movie? I thought you were talking about the movie.
Me too. There's a pasta named Gili?
There's a pasta named Gili, and I think it was designed to be the ideal pasta shape.
The ideal sauce.
I thought you were going to say is a promotion for the movie Gili.
I thought you were going to say it's designed to look like Jennifer Lopez.
I never could pronounce it.
They made the perfect pasta shape for that terrible movie. No, they it is, it's like,
has anyone seen Gili? Like do we know it's a bad movie?
No, I can't pass judgment.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it is.
It was a vehicle for he and Jennifer Lopez back in the day when they first kindled their romance.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
He had not been referenced prior to that.
I think I slipped it in, but maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got quite the cast. Al Pacino.
I know.
For walking. Lainey, because I got to watch this movie. Holy cow.
Oh, you got me. You got me with something in my mouth.
Next time we'll have our Gili review, I guess.
Merganser?
Yeah, I like dense, doughy pasta. So my dream team is like gnocchi, cavatelli, or radiatore.
Radiatore? I don't know what that looks like, but I love gnocchi.
You'd freak out. Radiatore is the Italian word for radiator, and they literally look like those steel coil radiators.
Yeah, they're awesome. Good.
They're awesome. In my top five, and it's all the ones that have enough little crenellations that all the sauce gets trapped.
That's why I like cavatelli too. It's like kind of like there's just like a little bit more texture than gnocchi.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't even really think about like tortellinis or other stuffed pasta, but I feel like those sort of cross over into dumplings, but that's a
let's fucking
we've
not.
Done that before.
No, no.
We
don't
can't.
Need to go back there.
I don't want to cross again. Over too far into that.
Did I ever tell you that I finally found a handbook called What's the Definition of a Dumpling? And it's in a series of cookbooks that are What's the Definition of a Blank?
No. No, save that for another episode, because that is a lot of information that we don't have time to unpack right now. On account of this saucy ooze coming straight from the professor.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking flawless, gentlemen.
It's looking pretty gealy over there.
Ooh. Yeah, this is just, we'll see what happens here. Guys, it's time to roll for initiative.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're going to see what happens right away. Let's go, demon die.
Terrific.
Fuck.
It's just me. It's not the computer. It's not physical dice. It's just me is the thing that makes the dice roll bad. Okay?
We didn't want to tell you.
I know that's superstitious, that. But I'm superstitious about it now.
Do you think it's about your actions in this life or your past lives?
Probably.
Are you scared of it like Will?
No, I just have a complex, I think. But I don't think I'm actively frightened.
Can you think of any action that would have caused this? Like what's causing this bad luck?
You know what? I didn't empty the litter box this morning.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
That's probably it. That'll do it.
Cat so is, karma.
Is AJ just like under your table, slowly shaking the leg every time and tipping the dice until you
empty
the litter
box? It's like in Space Jam with the magnet under the golf balls. He's doing that with the dice.
classic.
Are golf balls magnetic? I've always wondered that because of that movie.
Well, clearly.
I don't think so. They'd stick to the club.
Bugs couldn't have done that great bit if they weren't.
Man, are you fucking...
Pretty good one.
Why do you think there aren't any golf courses on the North or South Poles? Yeah. Too close to the magnet.
All right, are we all in the initiative tracker?
Yeah. I hope so.
All right, excellent. Now we got Svendin at 22, Eugene at 20, Andruk at 14, Leighton at 10, and the professor, you're also at 10. Svend, you are over by the gong. Is that where right. you'd be, or do you think, honestly, you would be more close to the stairs because you were waiting to whack out? You tell me.
Whoa. Sven was pretty adamant about being by the gong just to re-ring it in case no footsteps were heard by the stairs. So I'm going to say, having heard no footsteps by the stairs, he's made his way back over here and is now, positioned.
Okay. Sounds good. Lying to me and all of your friends on this podcast, but that's fine.
And our Sven, studio audience.
Mm-hmm. Begin your turn by the gong and in shame.
Oh boy, yeah, oozes are tough, huh?
Oh, Sven doesn't know that.
This is also true. Yes, all right. And then Sven is going to charge up, taking a real direct approach to this, and swing out.
You got to swing out.
Charlie, it will just crash under the weight of my hammer. get a little double slice in here. How does a 28 sound?
28.
This is
hits.
Your hammer, correct, Ben?
That's right. Yep. Boing. 28 is a hit, you said, Sam?
28 is a hit.
Woo! Okay, that will be for 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Heard.
And then following through with the sickle. Less likely a hit. How does 22 sound?
22 is a hit.
Okay, this ooze can't dodge this.
It is a giant
5
blob.
Points of damage.
5 points of damage?
5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. All right, it is now the gelatinous cube's turn.
And is that what it is?
Whoops. No. And it is going to move and engulf Svend. Svend, give me a reflex save, please.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's a 20 out of die for 29.
29, you successfully are not engulfed.
Hell yeah.
And will stay right there. I'm going to read this to you because I am not entirely sure if it can keep moving, but it might have to stop. God, I just never plan for failure. You know what I mean?
Dark.
You really should.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live my life. No,
it can, great. It can keep moving because it's moving through your space. So it is moving on to the professor. I might be getting this wrong. We'll see what happens. The professor, give me a reflex save.
Can you figure that out before you
mute myself and start Googling now?
Yeah. All right. Oh, a reflex save?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 23.
23 is a success.
Oh, phew.
And it is going to keep rolling.
Yeah, the professor's doing that Abbott and Costello bit where it's just like...
And then move straight over to onto Andruk. Andruk, give me a reflex save.
That's a 30.
Nice. Ooh. That is also a success. And it will end its turn right here. Bang, bang. And then it's going to... It moves just into the room, gets off of Andruk's square because I'm a little uncertain if it... I don't think it can end its square on somebody's square. It can't cohabitate. Moves off. The professor, it is attacking you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's looking pretty good, dude.
Let's hear it.
That's going to be a 30 to hit.
Yeah, dude. That's a crit.
That's a crit? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to take 9 points of acid damage and give me a fortitude save.
Oh, boy. 17.
17 is a fail. You are paralyzed.
Bad. But he's not inside it.
He is not inside it. Next up in the initiative order, it is Eugene's turn. Eugene, what do you do?
Perception-wise, can Eugene tell that the professor is paralyzed?
Roll a perception check with an action.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a 20.
You see him lock up. And you're not sure if he's doing a bit, but with that perception check, you know that he's not.
It wouldn't be funny either way.
God. Thank God.
It would be in keeping, though.
Good old 20.
It's not a bit. It's not a bit.
I think Eugene is going to use a second action to dismiss the grease up the stairs. And then Eugene's going to look at his friends and be like, maybe we run. And he's going to make his way up the stairs a bit.
I love it. I love it. So Eugene going up the stairs, abandoning his allies.
Tears streaming down the professor's face.
I love that this is Eugene's impulse. Love it. Absolutely love it.
I think it freaks him out, man. I don't know if he's ever seen something like this before.
All right. Next up, Sven, give me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14.
Oh, Christ.
Ooze twos.
Electric boozaloos.
14. There is
guess ooze
an attack coming from
two.
Right behind you.
Okay.
Flat-footed. 17 to hit.
Around that corner.
That'll miss.
That'll miss. As you can see now, right behind you, your attention drawn into the room, that there is a second gelatinous ooze. They are very hard to see when they're moving slowly or standing still because they are transparent. But you're able to see it as it snuck up on you right next to the wall. Spend second one incoming.
It's a news cruise.
It's a news cruise. It's a cruise right here. That is also a miss. That's a move, an attack, and an attack. That is this ooze's turn. Next up is Andruk. Andruk, what you got?
What you gotcha?
Bow, bow. Sorry, we're not doing it?
The song has been sung, so I just thought, we're not doing the oh yeah.
Oh, Morgan's a weirdo.
Real toe in the water on that one.
Chicka chicka, but nothing else.
Can I do a perception check on the gong to see how substantial it is? Specifically, like, to see if it's as substantial as a stone.
Stone what?
as a stone that has been used to as a barrier to keep cubes out.
Oh.
Sam.
Okay,
I'm
so
trying
you are
to use the gong
me.
To
you are
to,
asking me
to create a barrier
if
that
the gong
yeah.
is as substantial
yeah.
as a stone.
I feel like as it
one,
is.
Specifically it, one of the stones that were used to keep the cubes separated before.
You know, the ones that Claude knocked over that were the entire reason that these oozes are here in the first place?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sam's normally a kind person, but when questions like this come up, there's a look of utter contempt that comes over your eyes.
He seems really angry at me.
You think he's
he
pausing.
Not like my thinking laterally here.
You just think he's like looking a, for like, a way to yes.
No,
but
no,
he
no.
Isn't.
It's like an angry film.
All right. Oh, yeah, just an
something viperish about
fury.
The look.
Yes, it appears that this gong. The gong, the metal disc hanging from this bamboo frame, the disc is as substantial as the stones.
Could I use strength to move the gong and its pedestal into the doorway to create a barrier?
I'm gonna roll a die right here.
What does your heart tell you, Sam?
Do you want evens or odds? Well, evens or
I
odds.
Want evens, always.
You want evens?
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
Yeah, the look of disappointment in Sam's face as he saw it was even there.
Should I roll athletics?
Yeah, I mean, a raw strength check. You're going to try to roll athletics to do this quickly and smoothly.
Okay. 27.
It's bolted to the floor.
Fucking.
It's like, just the way that we've learned all the details of this gong are...
I didn't ask.
I asked for a perception
roll the perception
check.
To see
if
he could barricade the room.
To see if this thing was substantial.
Seems a little nitpicky.
He's lying now. Oof.
How high was that check, Will?
It was really high. I rolled an 18. Yeah.
So you rolled an 18 and you start trying to move it. You see that it's bolted, but you may be able to worry it free. But it is that evens or odds was, is there something attaching it to the floor? There is something attaching it to the floor. So it's going to take more than that to get it free.
Oh, so sorry. It's the moops. The moops is the correct answer.
All right. So how many actions have I used? Two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to run over here. That's 30 feet away. That's my movement speed. That's as far as I can go.
All right.
I'll hold down the fort here.
You had your bow drawn.
I did not have my bow drawn. I'm not even saying that. You had your bow out
when you were waiting.
Right. We were waiting for the trap.
Yeah,
you're right. Sorry.
You muscle the thing, and then you run. So right now I hear you muscling the thing and running, and I'm a little curious about what happened to your bow. Do you think you stowed it with that other action?
Sure. That would be great.
Okay. Cool. So it's not on the floor.
It's not on the
next
floor.
Next to the pretty substantial gong.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Substantially bolted.
Yeah.
And Will, do you think that 18 represents you trying that with one hand or two hands? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Like you could have just held it in your other fucking hand and discovered, oh, it's bolted down and then ran.
I know what I think that 18 represented.
No kidding.
We all have our thoughts.
It was a 19 DC.
Damn. Yeah, 19 on the die DC.
All right, that's it for me.
Leighton.
Can I get a knowledge check of some kind?
A knowledge check of some
kind?
Be
very specific.
Yeah.
Choose your words, Yerkel.
I really actually, as a player, kind of dislike the fucking open optionality of it and then not getting anything because you don't know which of the knowledges to roll in this system. That is something I miss from the old system.
Yeah, no, I will give you that, dude. No worries. I think that like there is some flexibility with it with all of these monsters, right? There's the one that it calls for, and then there's basically lores. So those lores, I think, are where there's a little bit more fun with these specifically. And it's why you should, as a party, branch out in terms of your knowledges. Occultism, by the way.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You said to branch out in your knowledges, but occultism is the check I should roll.
Yes, occultism is the check.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were saying we should branch into occultism.
No.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, because you can't, it's like, it's not quite as specific as the other one. You can roll things for other things, but it means that you're not just maxing out one knowledge check is basically.
Yes, I think the thing that makes it difficult as a player, and just having gone through a little bit now, is it's like there does feel to be a difference in the types of information we can get with different things. And so mm-hmm. It's not always clear, like, in the moment, like, oh, is occultism going to tell me things about where it comes from, but nature is going to tell me things about the kind of energy damage it does. You know, like, that's where I think some of the confusion comes in, at least for me.
So I'll be straight. If you roll the one that is in its description, I'll give you whatever. If you roll nature and it doesn't have nature listed, but it makes sense to me, I'll give you something that's, like, a little bit more specific or that I feel like is overlapping with that. So that's me trying to help you out. So if it feels a little like
that makes sense.
Unspecified, I like that. It's because it's me and it's not codified.
Cool.
No, that makes sense.
Thank you for that transparency. I think that totally makes sense. That's great. Mm-hmm. But then yes, I have occultism. I will go with occultism. Fuck a duck. 17.
Missed it by one.
Didn't I? You said acid damage earlier though?
It did acid damage, yeah.
Yeah. And so I can see like the professor burning and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Especially clearly because he's no longer moving.
Just melting.
Well, but he's paralyzed, which is different than that.
No, I just mean
he's just burning and he's not responding at all. Oh, that's terrible.
Just melting in place.
Claude! Oh, we must interject! Claude is going to run up to the professor. Leighton is going to cast Resist Energy on the professor for acid. So I imagine a, like, sheath of water, like, surrounds you and starts to wick the acid away from your skin, almost like osmosis, like pulling it. And that is going to give you 5 points of resistance to acid damage.
Oh, that's thank excellent.
You. For sure, for sure. And then Claude is going to kick the ooze.
Whoa.
He's not going to feel good about it. No, he's not. That is going to be 17.
17 is a hit.
That is 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage.
Killer.
And yes, Will, I see you lighting up over there with a 28. Ben did not do critical damage. And a 17 hits.
What in God's name?
Good catch, Will.
If you had a knowledge check, if that check had been 1 point higher, you would be certain about what you're seeing. But as it is the GM, is God just making mistakes? Is this capricious? Is this unkind? He already seems like a dick because of the whole gong thing. I don't know what's real right now. And that makes a lot of sense to me, and I respect you for going through that.
It's just like the book of Job.
And we all agree Rudy's Job in this situation.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. Rudy's been translating the Bible for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
The professor, it is your turn.
I don't think I've been paralyzed before. What does one do in this situation?
Your body is frozen in place. Right. You have the flat-footed condition. Right, you can't act except to recall knowledge. And use actions that require only the use of your mind.
Right.
As determined by the GM.
Right.
Your senses still function, so you can feel the pain, but only in the areas you can perceive without moving your body. So you can't see while paralyzed.
Right. So I can't really cast much of anything either.
Only something with strictly mental components, and I don't think that exists.
It might, but we certainly don't have it.
No.
You can try to recall knowledge.
I will try to recall knowledge. But it's occultism.
It is occultism.
That's a shame. Isn't the ooze scared by his mask?
You can try to recall knowledge.
That was so derisive. What an incredible look.
Okay, I'm going to do a religion check on it. I have one in occultism. So it's either waste my turn or waste my turn with something that might be a little bit better.
Okay.
That is a 25.
A 25. And other things in the purview of religion are like demons, etc. Things that
demons,
are like...
diabolic stuff, summoning, I would argue. Like, if it's in relation... If it's in relation to anything that was on the floor, I mean, I hear what you're saying with the occultism thing, because that's the actual mechanics of getting the shit into this world.
No, I hear that, and I will say that I don't mean this to be like at all backhanded. You are certain that this is naturally occurring with the occultism check. You're like, this isn't something that has anything to do with the summoning circles and whatnot. So this is not a product of any of that. And I'll throw this out there: the way it's moving and whatnot. You believe it to be mindless the way it has been interacting. So it is not responding in any way to the mask. That is the end of round one.
It's real spooky.
Oh, no. Rudy, you can now attempt another save.
Okay.
Fortitude save.
Come on.
I rolled an 18 for the religion check for the lose a turn phase. I rolled a 1 for the fortitude check.
That's a critical fail, Rudy. That's not going to do it.
No, I didn't think it would. Does it make it worse? Like, is his skull exposed now from the acid or what?
No, I don't think it gets much worse than where you're at right now.
Is Rutherford also frozen, paralyzed, and melting?
Not really. Rutherford.
Very good questions, and I don't want to think too much about it right now because we don't even have a pawn for him. Right.
Does he have a little mask too?
It appeared about 20 minutes after yours did.
Yeah.
No one knows where it came from. He just like, pulls it out of his vest.
These are the professor's thoughts while he's dying paralyzed. Yeah. Rutherford got a hat?
Yeah.
And I can't see him. End of round one, top of round two. Spend, you're back up. What you got, bud?
Yeah, Svend is going to round on the one that just attacked him and double attack it. I've got it here. Okay, that will be 25.
25 is a hit.
For 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Swinging again. For 21, that is also a hit. 5 points of damage. Not rolling well on damage. 5
points of damage.
And then, boy... I think I'm just going to try to take another attack with the iterative attack penalty. So these things are low. And yet I rolled terribly. Let's see. That's going to be 6.
6 does not hit. That is Sven's turn. doing some damage. I mean, just like your hammer and your sickle are doing work on this, you know, transparent ooze bag in front of you. It is now the first gelatinous cube's turn. It is standing there. God, all I want to do is engulf the professor, but you're—
go ahead, just do it. Just fucking do it, Sam.
And Leighton are—
did anybody else hear him just go, "All I want to do is have some fun"? That's sort of what that sounded like to me.
Yep.
I've got a feeling it's not— he's not the only one.
But he might be the only one in a second.
Yeah, if I can. That would be a rough DPK. Like, just—
what a way to end the podcast, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Prematurely.
So close to the next level of the Aaron Tower. Okay, so who's he going to lash out at first? Claude connected, right?
Sure did.
Claude connected, so going to attack
Big Swinger.
Claude. Big Swinger. I don't think so. 16 to hit?
Not on this Claude, though.
No! Fucking A.
All right, going to attack one more time. Nope. Same roll, not doing so hot.
Get off my haunch. Then,
you know, just— fuck it, just one at the professor.
Come on, you can do it.
It's a 20 to hit your flat-footed AC.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Not a crit. And
you can—
I
hear
don't
him
think
whispering,
it's gonna do much.
Kill me.
1 point of acid damage.
So 0 points of acid damage. Then.
0 points of acid damage.
Well, hooray.
Right. Cha-ching.
Thank you, Leighton.
That is that gelatinous cube's turn. Next up, Eugene. What you got?
All right, Eugene's on the stairs. He's freaked the fuck out right now. He's never seen anything like this. He'd like to roll knowledge nature to try and figure out some crucial stuff about these things. Can I roll nature?
You can roll nature, and you know nothing that the professor knows.
Yeah. That's a 22.
A 22 nature. These things pop up from time to time. You basically learn what the professor does. That these— it is very possible that these come from the area and wandered in here. But in terms of specifics, you're not getting a lot. Also from him, also similar to him, you know, you think that these things are mindless, but they are a little bit outside of the natural realm. Like, the occultism is where you're going to learn most of the good stuff.
Yeah.
And you have lore bears, right?
I do. Ursine. Yes. Eugene is secretly going to turn into a bear on the stairs, and that's his turn.
All right. Eugene, secret bears.
He's hidden behind like a little pillar, and then he becomes the size of a bear behind the pillar.
Sticking out.
It is the other gelatinous cube's turn, lashing out at Sven. Okay. Think I got you. It's a 23.
That will hit.
Okay. Give me a fortitude save.
Okay. That's a 20 on the die for 29.
Let's God go. Damn it! That's going to be 1 point of acid damage.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, Cole, any word on whether or not this thing can keep moving? Because when I read engulf, it says it explicitly in the first one. Sorry, I hadn't read. It was the first line of the engulf ability. The monster strides up to double its speed and can move through the spaces of any creature in its path. Any creature of the monster's size or smaller whose space the monster moved through can attempt a reflex save with a listed DC to avoid being engulfed.
And that what's is the what DC, Sam?
Hmm?
What?
Sounds nice like you didn't read the last line either, maybe.
The last line?
No, I'm fucking—
is there a last line?
No.
If the monster dies, all creature it has engulfed are automatically released as the monster's form loses cohesion.
That's all corpses are released.
Thank goodness.
All bones.
These all are the solid pasta shapes. He's eaten all the pasta shapes.
So this creature is going to start rolling through.
Oh, fuck.
Sven, I'm going to need a reflex save.
Eh? 16 on that. That's pretty good for 25.
All right. Does not successfully engulf Sven. It does, however, engulf the professor automatically as you are incapacitated.
And
it is now rolling over Claude and Leighton. Now, horses, technically large, correct?
Yes.
This horse we have been playing long, which is a home rule.
Yes.
So I put it to you, how do you think you would handle, as a GM, a gelatinous ooze that is 2x2 rolling over a horse that is 1x2.
I'd give me like a small bonus.
I'd give you a flat check to see if you even have to roll it.
I think that makes sense in this system, sure.
Yeah, and it's a flat, it would be a flat check every time you interact with it.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And since you're a half size, I think we'll go DC 12 flat check. Go ahead.
Yeah. Does Layton's on his back, right? So Layton's pretty high above this thing as well. I mean, unless it's just the issue of it like having so much mass that it drags him off when it hits his feet, whereas Claude has the mass to stay.
I think that's like what it is, and like like Layton cannot exist not in it. You know what I mean? And Claude can like so yeah.
Yeah.
Does the fact that the other gelatinous cube is taking up half of the doorway have any effect here? It seems like it would have to squeeze to half its size in order to get.
Because they're allies, so they can just move through each other's squares, kind of anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they're not. You know, they would just move around each other. They've coexisted for a while.
They would have to compress. Is my point.
I think that's not going to really factor in mechanically because they are oozes. If there were other creatures that did this that weren't quite as squishy, I would think about it. But I think Engulf is really kind of a squishy creature thing. So maybe that's beside the point. All right. DC 12 flat check for you, Cole, to see if Claude has to roll the reflex save.
You said it was 12. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. You're good. And then rolling over. Layton, give me that reflex save and give yourself a +2 bonus because you're on horseback.
All right, I'm getting rid of this die. Fucking, I have not rolled above a 5 today. That's a 10.
Oh, you're right. That doesn't do it.
Oh, so you are 12 with the bonus, but still no.
Still no. You are dragged off of the gelatinous, or you are dragged by the gelatinous ooze off of your horse's back.
It's like a wave on the fucking wall. We packed into this hallway so perfectly.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
All right, so both you and the professor are going to take 2d6 acid damage. I'm going to roll them 2 separate times. All right, that is 7 points with the professor, first one in. 6 points of acid damage for Layton. The professor, remember, you do have 5 resistance. And Layton, I'm going to need a fortitude save.
You got it. Another 3, 11.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Both of you are paralyzed.
Oh, I complained about the system and the system fought back. System kicked my ass.
Okay. Oh, if only that gong hadn't been bolted to the floor.
Yeah.
God, I mean, OP. OP decision.
If we weren't paralyzed, is there something we could have done inside the cube? Is there like mechanics for fighting your way out of a cube?
There are mechanics for fighting your way out of the cube, and they do require you to not be paralyzed.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big turn for that gelatinous ooze. It lashed out at Svend, missed, and then rolled over the professor who was paralyzed and Layton, who is now inside and paralyzed along with the professor. Andruk, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think Druk is horrified by this. He's going to stride 10 feet north in order to get in shooting distance of the cubes. He's going to take out his bow for one, and he's going to fire at the cube for his last action. It's a 29 to hit.
Nice. 29 is a hit.
That's a crit.
8 points of damage.
That's a
no
crit.
No crits. No crits.
No crits. That's right. Fuck.
8 points of damage, and you are firing at which one?
The one closest.
The one closest. -8 to that critter. Andruk, that was a move, an interact action, and an attack. Layton, it is your move. Not any relevant recall knowledges that you haven't already rolled, but is there something you want to say to the people at home?
Yeah, there is. I'd love to. Layton, blearily through the muck and the murk of this ooze, looks up and sees a pair of hooves. Ba-boom! As Claude is going to try to get his best buddy out. That is going to be a 19 to hit.
To hit.
Okay. Hey, that's an 11 points of damage there.
11 points of damage.
And 17 to hit.
17 is a hit.
Oh,
killer. 13 points of bludgeoning.
13 points of bludgeoning damage.
And I mean, Claude is just like splashing acid up onto his legs, but it's in the fucking Clydesdale boots, the white boots.
Mm-hmm.
Those things just are acid catchers.
Yeah, just and just like gobs of gook, gobs of transparent ooze. It's a little gross. And then roll that fortitude save.
For sure. Ugh, 15.
Fail.
Yeah.
The professor, it's your turn.
The professor is, you know, floating in the mass and prepares to roll his fortitude save as his life flashes before his eyes.
Roll it, bud.
Ooh, boy. I think we might have it. That's a 25.
You got it.
Holy
You are no longer paralyzed.
Here we go. Goodness.
That's the end of round two, the top of round three. Svend, you're up. Gelatinous cubes are a little far away from you right now. What are you going to do?
They are. That said, walk 5 feet and attack the one right in front of me.
That said, get over here.
A 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
For 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
And a 19 to hit.
19 to hit.
For 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage, a move and a double slice, doing some damage, getting it down, but these things are sacks of HP. It is that creature's turn. You were the last one to do damage to it. It is going to lash out. That's a hit, a 28 to hit.
Yeah.
Each.
All right, so give me that fortitude save. You know it's coming.
A 22.
22 is a pass. You take 4 points of acid damage. It is also going to lash out at Claude. That's going to be a 21 to hit.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a hit.
All right. That is going to be 3 points of damage in the fortitude save.
Natural 2. 13.
13. Oh, that's a fail. Claude is paralyzed.
Oh, man.
And maybe your salvation. Oh, dear. One more attack. And then a 17 against your flat-footed AC.
That's exactly my fucking flat-footed AC. Bummer.
All right, so that was one against Svend, one against Claude, and one against Claude. Yep. That is 2 points of acid damage, and you're already paralyzed. So the worst part is already done.
Oh, this poor horse. He's so good.
Aubergine.
All right, Sam. Given everything that we now know about this gong...
Which it better be everything.
I want to know if I can do this before we actually try it. I would like to try and perform an athletics check as Bergine to either rip it out of the ground, free it from its bolts, or if the gong, the metal part, the round disc itself, is only bound by, I'm guessing, like a rope,
mm-hmm.
you know? If I could maybe take an action athletics-wise to slash it free.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do either of those things.
Okay, so here's... Bear Jean's going to do. First, he's going to move 5, 10, 25, 30 feet over mm-hmm. to the gong.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's try an athletics check. Yeah, he's just going to slash at it to try.
I mean, if you can just attack the rope with your claws, and if
Is that
you
cool?
do...
Okay. Yeah. So then I'll take an action, attack it. I don't know if it has an AC, but that's a 26 to hit.
Does it hits? All right.
Okay. And then I want you, Eugene, to take the gong and line it up like a coin, and he's gonna try and push it into the gelatinous cube and knock his teammates out of it.
Incredible.
It's funny. Yes. Hey, Sam, I want to ask if Eight I can them. Do this before I do it. And the answer is basically, can I cut through rope with my claws? Then, no preface, I want to roll this coin through the gelatinous cubes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I that part I'm very sure I could do. It's just the gong's been, you know, a bit of a speed bump.
yes, it has been. All right, rope... Oh my goodness. Give me a damage roll on the rope.
A damage roll on the rope. So it's all right. we have to do some interesting retconning here. I don't know if Eugene slashed it or bit it. What do we think?
You said slashed all the way through.
Okay. Did I? Okay. I said
you
slashed.
You did say slashed, okay. But you would do the thing that you think is most likely going to cut through the rope. All right, so if that's your claws or if that's your teeth, I'm not going to hold you to either one of those. But
I feel like he would want to slash because he'd want to hold, like, study it with his other paw.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just going to say a slash. So, okay. So that's 4 on the die for 5 points of damage.
4 on the die. You only had 1?
It says, your damage bonus is plus 1.
5 points. You slash through, but you don't get it all in one go. You think you're very close. You do damage to it, but it's just like, you know, it's imagine there's a rope there, and even if you have a knife and you just try to slash at it real quick, you're not cutting through unless you hit it perfectly.
Okay. And then he's going to have to slash at it one more time. I still have one action left. Okay, that hits, and another 5 points of damage.
Another 5 points of damage. You are almost through there. It's hanging by a thread. You think you could yank it? You think you could yank it off? I'm looking at the thin rope hit points and hardness on Archives of Nethys right now.
It has
8 hit points, hardness of 2.
Ugh, got it. Well, that's Eugene's turn.
That is Eugene's turn. All right. And then a coin rolled through to try to blast out your allies.
Gotta love the creativity, folks.
It is the Gelatinous Cube's 2's turn. Okay, so I'm going to read a little bit of text here for you.
Dying rules and conditions.
Engulf. A creature engulfed by the Gelatinous Cube must also attempt a saving throw against paralysis. Whenever you are hit by its acid damage, you must also roll against its paralysis. By being inside it, you are about to take damage again. And I think that you need to roll against paralysis whenever you take damage, but I'm willing to hear arguments against that. The argument would basically be, once you succeed at the paralysis, you don't have to again, but I think that re-exposure would mean that you're gonna take the damage again.
It's a jellyfish.
It's a jellyfish, yeah. So I'm gonna roll once for both of you this time instead of twice because it's happening at the same time.
I am already paralyzed, so this won't impact me in that way, but yes.
You are taking 4 points of acid damage. Rudy, you're taking no points of acid damage. And Rudy, you passed your fortitude save, so you are going to roll another fortitude save to see if you make it through.
Here we go.
It's brutes.
This is the fresh living hell.
Natural 20. Natural 20.
Come nice. On, Prof.
So you are able to stave off that paralyzing effect for another round. Well done. It is now going to decide on what it's going to do. It is next to an enemy and is going to attack Claude.
Okay.
Flat-footed AC.
Yep.
That is a 19 to hit. That hits.
That hits.
2 points of damage. Acid. Another attack. Miss. And
Claude's taking the chest. He's unfucking phased. Very paralyzed.
Hit. Yeah. Miss. Miss.
Hard to be phased when paralyzed.
Yeah, it might be the paralysis, but he's unfazed.
He is not responding.
You know, like a champ,
definitely
though.
Unfazed. Yeah. Not reacting at all, some might say.
It's incredible.
Andruk, you're up.
Druk's going to get his point-blank stance and keep shooting.
At the one nearest you?
Yes.
For those of you listening at home, he is focusing his fire on the one that does not have his allies inside of it.
I don't think I can hit the one that is further away,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. Hey, maybe not. Maybe
real not. Contextual drop there, buddy.
Yeah, so I rolled a 3. Does a 16 do it?
16 does it.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Okay. 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. Chip, chip, chipperoo. Yeah, no crits really makes this tougher.
Oozes are hard to kill.
Another shot, 13 on the die for a 21.
13 on the die for a 21 hit.
Cool 5 points of damage.
Cool 5 points of damage. You just sound so salty. So salty.
I can't imagine.
Cool 5. Cool 5 points of damage. You have a third attack, though, or did you slide?
I got a point blank stance. Two attacks.
Two attacks. Right on, right on.
Sam, you got 5 kettle chip eaters right now on this screen.
You're salty, boys.
We are. Putting them down. I mean, yeah, it's double
Double saves. So I'm going to start with Claude, and he is going to get a 29.
29, success. No longer paralyzed.
Yeah, awesome. Would have really would have loved that 18 for Layton, but that's okay. No, it's not. I'm going to use a hero point to reroll that one.
Hell yeah.
Come on. 16.
16 does not pass.
No, I didn't imagine. Okay.
All right, that is Layton's turn. I have a question. I want you to think about this, Cole. What is Claude doing in this situation? Paralyzed, unparalyzed, taking acid damage. You are visible within the gelatinous cube next to it. Your call. But yeah, both of those paralysis happened at the end of those turns. So think about it for the next round. Professor, you're up. And if I remember correctly, you have a dagger on you.
I do have a dagger on me and a sling. Of course, I'll be rolling at a -2, but the professor is, I imagined, was like when he's floating in the cube and kind of just sort of giving up, you know, because he's paralyzed and also engulfed, mm-hmm. and just kind of like letting it all sort of slip away. He hears a small voice echoing in his delirium, his subconscious, that says, Fritz, you old fool, wake up! And looking around him, seeing the situation that he's in, draws his dagger and will attempt to slice his way out of the cube.
Okay.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Come on.
With a -2, this might actually mean something. Let's see here. So that is a 27.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice. That is definitely a hit, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, so I'm only rolling a -1. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. You're slicing in. But you don't get out.
Yeah, it's the old-fashioned way.
You have another action, I believe.
I do. In fact, I have two actions, don't I? Because slicing is one action.
Interact, slice.
Yes. Indeed. Do I go... Yeah, it's already a -5, so maybe I should try and harm it while I'm in here. Or is that not worth it? Everyone's looking at me like I'm a moron. What's going on here?
I guess it's as good as mine. I mean...
I don't know if you'll be able to.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
It's just negative energy.
You have the grabbed condition when you are inside it, so you have to roll a flat check, which is like DC 5, I think. Not impossible.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right.
But
you are
actively taking acid damage. Like, bear in mind, you're in a bath of acid right now.
Right, right.
So I think that would come into play mechanically, sure, in a way that I have not looked up the specific rules for yet.
So he doesn't have a hand anymore. So what? All right, so we'll try hacking again then. Ooh, so 22.
22? That's a hit.
Yeah. Okay, great. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. You are making progress. An engulfed creature can attack the monster engulfing it, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light bulk or less. The engulfing creature is flat-footed against the attack. If the monster takes piercing or slashing damage, equaling or exceeding the listed rupture value from a single attack or spell, the engulfed creature cuts itself free.
Fuck.
So I will say that if those two attacks had equaled its rupture value, I would have let you get out. But you may want to look at casting a spell to see if you can do more damage in a single moment, because it is supposed to come from a single attack.
Got you.
Whew, my goodness, that is the professor's turn. A good turn indeed. End of round 3, the top of round 4. Sven, you're up, babe.
Yeah, still going to keep hacking away at the one in front of me here.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, that will be 18 to hit.
18 is a hit?
Okay, for 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage is large, dude.
Yep. Also 18 hits for 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. All right. Third attack.
Yeah. Send it. That will be a 19 to hit.
19 is a hit.
For 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. It looks like it is barely cohesing still. Cohesing? It looks like it is barely holding itself together right now.
Coherent.
And just hammer, sickle. Hammer, just boom, boom, boom at this thing. That is Sven's turn. It is that gelatinous cube's turn. Going to swing out at Sven. Natural one. That's a miss. Going to come at Claude. Natural six. That's a miss. And
okay.
Good.
Final attack. No, you know what? It's going to try to run. Give me a flat check. Give me a flat check for Claude the Clydesdale.
You got it. 12 again?
Yep.
12.
12. You made it. All right, Sven, give me a reflex save.
18 on the die for 27.
27, it passes, and it's coming out past Andruk. Andruk, give me a reflex save.
Does Sven get an AOO?
He would, yes, he would.
Nice.
Get it.
Nice. That will be for 29.
29 is a hit.
Pretty cool if we could crit this thing.
You could do it.
You move that pawn right back, though.
Yeah. That will be for 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Oh, my goodness. Not quite there. It is just...
Oh, God.
As it moves past and over Andruk. Andruk, give me that reflex save.
27.
27. Okay. It does it. And it's going to keep moving.
How fucking fast are these cubes?
How much movement does that thing have?
Holy shit.
5, 10, 15, 20. That is as far as it can go.
Oof. Well, good. We reacted at exactly the right moment, then.
It's a cool ability. I'll tell you what it is. They get to double move as part of this engulf action.
Yeah, sure.
So they are very slow normally, and it is moving in that direction. Hoo doggy. That is that gelatinous cube's turn. Oh, no. I attacked twice, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't get the double move, huh?
And it's a double. It is a two-action ability. So, yeah, going to throw this one out there. Doesn't hit. We'll just say so we don't have to retcon that AOO there, that it tried to get up on Claude and tried to leave the threatened square from Sven and then schlucked back down. So it still did take that AOO on its turn. Eugene, it is your turn.
Eugene still wants to put the giant penny in the giant jello.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying athletics, acrobatics.
It's still attached, right? Because it was, you haven't hit, you need to, you, give me a good athletics or another slash and it'll be free. But it's hanging on by a thread right now.
So there's an action, now it's free.
Now you want to do athletics to try to roll the penny through?
I want to roll it into them and hopefully knock them out. Pushing as hard as Bear Jean can.
Pushing as hard as Bear Jean can. Yeah, I will let you do this. I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen next, but yes, you can definitely roll it, or do you want to run behind it? What are you thinking? What does this look like?
I think he's pushing it, right? Imagine like rolling a boulder, except it's like just a big gigantic coin made of bronze or something. And he's going to like try and build up some speed. So it looks like I got about 10 feet.
5.
Right?
I'd say, it's technically kind of like almost adjacent. So you got 5 feet in between you and it. But I'm going to let this happen.
Okay, sweet.
So yeah, you want to just...
Do you want me to roll an attack? Do you want me to roll acrobatics, athletics?
Give me athletics, because I think that's going to represent how well you're able to control it once it makes contact with the ooze.
18.
So yeah, you run this coin straight into it and you hit it and it's thicker than you imagined, all right? But this is impacting it and you are hitting it and it is not engulfing this thing, this item. So give me...
So the idea is that this gong is now like halfway in the cube?
My idea is that like with the 18 athletics check, you're not able to do exactly what you wanted. But you are impacting this thing with a big metal disc, and you're gonna do some damage. So give me a D8 plus one. Give me your standard damage, because this is basically a successful attack.
So it's a 5 plus 1, so 6.
5 plus 1, 6 points of damage. You're able to do 6 points of damage. If you keep working at it and you keep like trying to push someone out, I mean, this is crazy, but that's what the game is all about. I'm gonna say that you're gonna be able to do it, and you're not gonna get damage the next time, because it's already in. It was that initial impact that did it.
I think I still have one more action. It was break it free, push the thing, and then can I just slowly push it in and see if I can knock them out at all or something?
Yeah, see if you can line it up. Yeah, and I'm going to say that you're basically trying to advance the clock here, as opposed to you're not going to knock them out this turn. You know that looking at it. But, sure. You know, you are trying to push them through. And are you aiming at Leighton, who is paralyzed, or the professor who is moving?
I think probably Leighton, right? But yeah, here we go. How's a 18?
Another 18. You're able to line it up with Leighton, and you're going to be able to push through, and you may be making contact with him. How hard it's going to be to get him out without cutting out on the other side, you're not entirely sure, but it does seem like this is doing something. And we're going to find out how well that works next week.
Whoa.
That was a lot of fun. I do appreciate the creativity, both all the gong creativity, basically, I got to say. I do appreciate it. But well played, everybody. It was just a job.
Yeah, fuck, dude.